Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, hello!
How do?
Party people, how do? Not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ. All right.
We're going to start that. We're
show. We're starting on a high note. We can only go down from here.
Literally. Literally a high note.
Hey.
Yes?
I was getting a crazy echo from your end. I don't hear anymore.
Are you there, Rufus?
I am here.
I'm getting a crazy echo from your side. Here, let me hang up and call you back.
Wait, I did that on purpose.
I know, I'm just...
Jesus Christ. I thought I was good at something.
Hey, you were. You were so good. It tricked me into thinking that there was an echo. Then I thought...
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, we both got kicked off by BTR, which is fucked up because I called in on my phone. We can't blame Skype for something Skype-related.
I don't know why Blog Talk Radio does that. It seems like it's kind of classic. If we're early for the show, it fucking just kicks me off.
Well, it kicked me off, too. That's what's weird. Because I was just called in on my phone, and it just shut the whole thing down. Well, I guess because I was a guest, I suppose.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Rufus. What about you?
I'm thrilled. I got a boner.
Is your boner against my leg? All the way from Arkansas?
Yeah, it's got its own zip code.
Let's
you
rock
can see it
this
on Google Maps.
Show. Let's rock this show. Let's just do it. Let's just fucking go on this show like it's a Domino's pizza or something.
Oh yeah, 30 minutes or less.
30 minutes. That's about how long it lasts when Blog Talk Radio is in charge.
Thirty seconds or less, guaranteed.
Guaranteed. How are you, Rufus? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listeners, how the hell are you? I hope the listeners are doing well today. Rufus, are you looking forward to a Democratic debate tonight or what?
Is that tonight? I thought it was tomorrow night.
I think it's tonight. I don't know. Maybe I just kind of, I'm not really a politics guy, so maybe I just assumed it was tonight.
Yeah, I've been paying very little attention to it. I wasn't like saying you're incorrect. I really have no idea. I don't know.
Here's the funny thing that I'm saying about politics right now, Rufus. And callers, call us up, 646-478-0616, and let us know what you think about this. But Hillary Clinton, in the last, 2 weeks, has started to, take every stance that Bernie Sanders has.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
And apparently, I am interested in seeing this because I think it's Bernie Sanders' first debate ever, right?
Really?
So that's big news. I think so. I mean, presidential debate, obviously. But, he's so beloved by anybody with half a fucking brain and certainly everyone on the internet who believes in, love and peace and just leave me the fuck alone and let's all live happily together. But, hopefully he doesn't get up there and he's, some bumbling fucking idiot because the media will jump all over it and then our hopes will be dashed.
My guess is that the Clintons will probably pay to have him drugged or something before they get started.
Yes. They'll give him the Lewinsky treatment. Give him a nice injection.
The Lewinsky treatment. Yeah, if he comes out with anything on his tie or his lapel, we're going to know what's up.
They should take the black light to Bernie before he goes on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was funny. I don't know if you read that, but after that whole Lewinsky incident, they had all of the White House was outfitted with black lights, and anybody with a stain on their clothing was immediately let go.
Oh my God! No, they were immediately hired as an intern. Oh yeah, you're Clinton material.
They were easily giving a raise. No pun intended.
You're Clinton material. Can we put some Clinton material on you?
Some biological material. You know what? I admire her for keeping the dress.
Well, it's great for raves because it glows in the dark.
Right, yeah. And you know what? I think that the weird part was the cum stain was in the shape of Nixon's head. I think I read that somewhere.
That's a genetic abnormality.
I guess she was probably just looking for the day. What we don't know is she actually sent it off to one of those Chinese labs and there's a little, like, 8-year-old Bill Clinton. Or what? How old would it be now? Like a 15-year-old Bill Clinton running around somewhere.
Oh, there's probably a whole free-range farm of them.
You know what's funny is obviously Bill Clinton was an alcoholic, right? Because look at his nose. You cannot have a fucking nose like that without drinking a fucking quart of gin a day. There's just no doubt about it.
It is quite bulbous, yes, and pockmarked and veiny.
My buddy was showing me a picture of this chick that he used to hang out with, and he's like, she's been hanging out at the bar a lot and stuff like that, and this chick used to be like a tiny little thing, but she's ballooned up, you know?
Uh-oh.
And I was like, wow, she's put on some weight. Must be all that drinking. He's like, no, she said it's her thyroid. And I said, oh, that's the name of that new discount vodka, right? Thyroid?
That's right. From the Thyroid Brewery.
We should start a brand of liquors where you just name it whatever you want so you can tell people it's a medical condition instead of alcoholic bloat.
That's right. That's right. Alcoholic
it's my bloat. Thyroid. Thyroid brand vodka.
Good Lord.
Recommended by doctors everywhere.
Absolutely.
Right? Why not?
And I have allergy cigarettes.
There you go. I like that one. That's a good one. Or how about I'm just irritable in the morning beer?
That's right.
It's not the shit. I'm cold. I'm cold beer.
Oh, dude, you know, it's funny. Eddie Van Halen, who I'm a dear friends with, you know, he had tongue cancer. Chain smoker for fucking 30 fucking years, hardcore whiskey alcoholic. He had tongue cancer. He's had like a third of his tongue removed. And to this day, he doesn't blame the smoking or the booze. He blames it on he uses metal guitar picks and holding them in his mouth. He's like, that must be it. Now, he says quit drinking
that.
And smoking, but still, I mean, come on, dude. That's some denial.
I read
there,
that,
man.
And I was like, man, that is a guy who is, for a guy that's sober, that is unbelievable fucking denial. Can't you just let that go at this point and say, you know what, is he trying to sue the pick companies or something?
I don't know. I mean, the guy's my hero, but he is kind of a dickhead, honestly.
Dude, I read that article. Was that in Rolling Stone? Did he recently have an article in Rolling Stone or something, like a year ago or whatever?
Yeah, I think, Rolling Stone or Spin or something, yeah. Yeah,
and I'm sorry. You know what? I respect Eddie as a guitar player or whatever. I mean, it really not my kind of music. But I'll tell you what, this is weird because like lately I've just heard like Eddie Van Halen and not just Van Halen and Van Hagar from like the 1990s or 1980s when I was in high school, and I had to be like, "Fuck, dude, that'll fucking take you back." You know what I mean? I was like, "That fucking took me back." But he just came across as a total fucking douchebag. That's where he was lambasting Michael Anthony, right?
He's a total dickhead. Actually, there was an article that came out in Rolling Stone either today or yesterday, an interview with Sammy Hagar, who was the nicest guy in rock and roll, and that's quite obvious.
Right.
And he was talking about how Eddie is just a dick and kind of a douchebag and not that bright. I mean, he's obviously a musical genius on some level, but it doesn't percolate to the top of his brain.
There's retarded people who write symphonies and like carve animals out of stone from memory. I'd have to put him in that category as idiot savant. I think he was in the
savant.
Top 100 idiot savants of all time.
I think so. I think he auditioned for Rain Man even without trying. They were just like, let's get Eddie Van Halen for this gig.
I heard that someone, one of the roadies actually pitched that as a movie after touring with Van Halen.
Yeah, check it out. I got this great movie idea about a total fucking retard who's
really good
at playing guitar.
You got the brother who's the drummer, so he's always there, kind of like the Tom Cruise character.
He's the keeper.
Just making sure that Eddie gets on stage. Here, Eddie, take some cocaine and get on stage. Definitely.
That's right.
Cocaine, definitely. Definitely cocaine. Definitely cocaine.
400 million grams. I can see the grains. The grains are good.
Exactly. The strings are tuned to E. The strings are tuned to E. Must watch Judge Judy.
Oh, man.
Oh, God bless Eddie Van Halen. Tell me we just couldn't go fucking right now on Eddie Van Halen for a fucking hour.
Well, I could for sure. Dude, I could give a, I could probably write a master's thesis on Van Halen history, which is sad and pathetic.
That's not sad. It's pathetic.
I mean, you like who you like, you know? Come on, you don't. People like things. People are into things. That's my thing.
You're into pain?
I'm into tongue cancer caused by metal guitar
right. See? Why don't you just admit that your fetish is people with one-third of their tongue missing? It's obvious. I don't talk about denial, dude. I mean, I don't want to say you're in denial about that, but there's some red flags going on.
Hey, man, when used right, two-thirds of tongue tickles you in a pretty way.
I mean, you know what? You think that a chick with a tongue piercing can do some fucking tricks. You should check out a dude with only a third of a tongue left. That's a guy that works extra hard.
That's right. He can have half his tongue in your butthole and the other half just kind of on your taint.
Right. Combing your asshole hairs. Checking you for polyps.
And let's lice and nits.
You know what, though? I hate to say this. No, I don't hate to say this. When I was reading that article and he was saying that picks were what caused his tongue cancer, I was like, that's fucking pathetic. You know what I mean? You know what? There's people out there. This is maybe my first instance ever that I was like, maybe there is a little bit to stars. Like, you know what? When we're big stars, I'm going to set a good example for kids and tell them to, like, stay in school and wear rubbers and stuff like that. Don't put picks in your mouth.
Sure.
Because he had an opportunity to probably tell a fucking million kids to quit smoking at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Instead, he's like, nope, just fucking light up and be a miserable prick like me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
legacy. He kept smoking after all that, too. The cancer came back. He's had it twice.
What's the story? Why did him and Valerie Bertinelli break up? I gotta imagine it's not Valerie's fault.
No, I think the reason is that Valerie is probably a pretty decent, normal person that you would like to hang out with, and he's Eddie Van Halen.
And he's Eddie Van Halen. Guitar
apparently they're totally cool.
We should make a cartoon called Eddie Van Halen, Idiot Savant.
I don't know if I could do that. I'd feel bad about myself.
Not when it jettisoned you to, like, see, then you could, like, get super famous, and then you could meet him. And I could punch him in the face.
Hey, he might be a dickhead, a douchebag, and a savant, but I still want him to like me and approve of my endeavors.
You know what, though? He would approve of you because you wouldn't be his bitch. You don't think he thinks the whole world is just full of Eddie Van Halen's bitches?
Well, I don't know. That might not please
Michael
them.
Anthony.
Sammy and Mike aren't in the band anymore because they weren't his bitches, basically.
Right. Well, see? Now, who do you respect more, though, I guess, would be my question. Not as a musician, as a human being. Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, or the idiot savant that is Van Halen?
Dude, honestly, I think it would be the coolest thing in the world. Even, like, if the day didn't involve music at all, just to hang out with Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony. He can tag along too, but I think Sammy Hagar is just a cool motherfucker.
Will Sammy Hagar's son be there?
Well, I've chatted with him on the phone before, so I could make sure.
Is his name, what is his name, Mike Hagar? Is it like Sammy Jr.?
No, Aaron.
Sammy
Aaron
the
Hagar.
Third.
We had a few text messages back and forth a few years ago. It was surprising.
Was any manscaping involved?
Yeah. I manscaped my testicles to look like his beard.
I heard that you had manscaped your pubic hairs into the Van Halen guitar insignia, complete with paint.
That's on my perineum, my taint, yes.
Nicely done. I'm sure he admires that.
he gave a thumbs up to the photograph on Facebook, yes.
So we were going to talk about Hotel Transylvania. What was your take on Hotel Transylvania 2, Mr. Rufus?
You know, I've had a lot of time to think about this, and I can't believe I used that time to actually think about it, but I have.
Me neither.
Because we saw it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was a pretty good movie. It's made by Sony Animation Studios, I think. One thing, well, I'll tell you the three things that really stuck out to me. One,
did you see it in 3D?
I did not see it in 3D. I don't like the 3D for some reason. But the first thing I noticed about it is that even though I thought it was really good and the animation was great, it's obviously not a Pixar movie. Pixars have this certain something that gets to you. It didn't have that, but it was still a good movie.
I think, in all honesty, go ahead. Sorry, I forgot you had 2 points to make.
I had three, but I forgot one of them, so I'm just going to make two. The only thing I don't like about any animated movie at all, and this is a selfish adult thing, the kids don't care about this, but I don't like when a celebrity is one of the voices and you instantly recognize them as a celebrity. I think they should be playing a character, and you should almost go through the movie thinking, wow, I think I know that guy's voice. Who is that? Who the fuck is that? I thought Adam Sandler fucking nailed it, dude. I thought he really did that Dracula character good, really well. But
I agree with that.
David Spade as the invisible guy, as soon as he opened his mouth, I was like, that's fucking David Spade. And they handed him the script 15 minutes before he went in to read his line. There's like nothing there.
You know,
so overall, I think it was a good movie.
It's funny that you say that because I agree with that David Spade thing. But then I was also like, you know what? Why not fucking give your buddy a bit part in your movie instead of some fucking two-bit jackass? You know what I mean? If say I'm doing the movie and I'm Sandler, I'm like, Rufus is the fucking invisible guy. Okay, maybe he works fucking 8 minutes on this whole gig, but fuck it. You know, he's not as famous as me, but he's still a decent guy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind having, known celebrities, whether it's friends of whoever or what, but put forth some effort to, like, make a character out of the character and not just, like, read.
I agree with that 100%.
I
agree with that 100%.
The movie.
You know
but
what?
David
the
Spade
first
sounds
movie,
like David Spade.
First movie, I didn't even know it was Adam Sandler that did the voice until, like, 6 months after the fucking movie. Until I saw it, like, the 50th time.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Sandler is now being panned for making bad movies left and right, which he kind of does. I thought his performance that was really fucking good. I thought it was excellent.
You know what? Maybe he makes bad movies, but you got to give the guy fucking credit for this. He makes the movies he wants to fucking make.
Yes.
That's
true.
What I mean?
I mean,
so, okay, maybe they're not the best movies to the general public, but he probably thinks they're fucking funny as shit. Sort of like, we are fucking hilarious and legendary in our own minds for the moment, but as soon as people get wind of it, they'll come around.
Right. And if you have the money to basically just live your life in a sandbox to make whatever you want, why not? Who gives a fuck what critics say? Just do what you
want.
At
the end of the day, that's right. At the end of the day, I mean, do the critics like any fucking good movies? think about movies that have won, like, awards, like Oscars, against, like, the biggest movies of all time. Like, Titanic, did it even win an Oscar when it came out? I mean, there was, like, these huge fucking movies, and then some, like, award for movie of the year goes to, like, something called The Velvet Rope or some shit like that.
Yeah. Look,
what's that movie?
Related to this, so Sony Animation made that movie. Like I said, I liked it. I thought it was good. It didn't resonate with me like a Pixar. Something about Pixar, they have that certain something that you can't fucking name. But I'll tell you what, there's one movie that Sony Animation did that is really fucking good, and I bet your daughter would love it. And it was in 2006. I didn't see it until 2014 when we were in Nicaragua and I watched it on Netflix. And it's called Monster House. And it's about these kids that encounter this monster house across the street. It's a haunted house, basically. But the animation, even for 2006, is so fucking ridiculously awesome. And what stuck with me is the facial expressions of the kids look so real. They must have, like, filmed the actors and somehow painted their faces.
Animation over top.
Yeah, but I'd definitely recommend that you guys check out Monster House on Netflix or
Prime
or whatever. Yeah, it's really good. And it's kind of reminiscent of those old 80s, like, Spielberg movies, like Goonies and shit, where the kids aren't – it's a kid's movie with kids, but the kids aren't just total fucking childish idiots, you know. They're really good characters.
You know what I think probably why Pixar resonates with you and Disney does not? Is because every Disney movie, the mother is missing. I mean, it's like every famous Disney movie, there is no mom. The mom is dead. Even with Hotel Transylvania and Hotel Transylvania 2, the mom is dead. I mean, that goes as far back as, like, fucking Bambi.
My wife points this out every time we watch a Disney movie, for sure. She's like, oh, the parents are dead. Big surprise.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's the weird part is that Walt Disney was really close with his own parents. So maybe it was just that feeling that what he would, you know, how crazy would the world be if his parents were dead? You know, but he's, like, stolen most of his fucking material from, like, the 18th century anyways. Those are all just horrible stories from the fucking Dark Ages where people's parents did die, and it was fucking awful. But makes a great story.
Oh, yeah, for kids.
It's not scary at all. I guess it's just every Disney movie is a sort of coming-of-age movie, no matter if you're, like, 3 or fucking 58.
That is true. That is kind of true. It's crazy.
So I would give it a thumbs up. I would say, though, that the Hotel Transylvania was not as good as Hotel Transylvania, or Hotel Transylvania 2 was not near as good as Hotel Transylvania 1. That's my professional opinion.
I have not seen the first one. Is it? It's good?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
No.
The first one's great. Oh, the first one's way better than the second one. A
million
times.
Oh, cool. I'm checking out then. Is it related? I mean, like, the character is his daughter in the first one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
She meets Johnny, the husband.
Yeah, interesting. I like that character.
Johnny's awesome in the first one.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He's a total stoner. No doubt that Johnny's a stoner in the first one. Watch it
awesome.
And give me your opinion next week on if Johnny from Hotel Transylvania smokes weed or not. But I'm going to give that a yes. That's a definite yes.
I didn't know Knoxville was in that movie.
Have you ever seen the movie? My daughter right now is obsessed with Nacho Libre.
That is my son's favorite movie. I'm totally fucking serious. That's his favorite.
That's my
today.
Daughter's favorite movie. We watch it every night.
Today, he has this computer program that lets him make, like, characters, and he made Nacho Libre. He's seen that
really?
Show so many fucking times.
My
rides.
Daughter has been drawing. She's drawing all these, like, outfits for Nacho Libre.
Oh, my,
like,
God.
She draws him, and she draws him a different outfit. And then she's like, look, I drew Nacho's robe. She wants me to go as Nacho Ignacio, I'm sorry, for as the brother for Halloween.
Really?
I think that, I could pull it off.
Crazy.
Really? Kind of look like
could.
Jack Black a little bit.
Yeah, you look a little bit better than Jack Black.
I didn't used to. I used to be bloated, but it was my thyroid brand vodka.
Hey, man, that's the best kind of thyroid problem. One that
turns
gets
out,
drunk.
Turns out that my thyroid was attacking my liver. Some kind of reaction.
It's an internal competition
also
between your
internal
organs.
Struggle. With an internal struggle.
Nacho Libre. Wow.
Yes. You know what? We actually sing the song. I learned it on the guitar. I can't remember how it goes now, but if I can refresh myself, to play that, we are singing at the party. Happy party. You know what I'm talking? Believe it or not, that song is on Guitar Tab World or whatever, some joint I fucking got it off of.
That's
probably
my
favorite part of the whole movie.
I was just looking on Ultimate Guitar before we started the show. Not for that song, but it's funny you mentioned that.
I didn't think you were probably looking for Happy Party. Singing Happy Party.
Well, considering it's my son's favorite movie,
party.
Maybe I should.
You should. Yes, you should. You know what? For next week, dude, you learn it on guitar and I will sing it.
Perfect. We'll do it.
Complete with Ramses. Ramses is the people. How does it go? Ramses gets the people with the fire or with the ire. Oh, it's awesome. Let's do it. It's only two chords. I could probably remember right now if I didn't smoke all that Blue Dream.
All that what?
Blue Dream marijuana. Blue Dream marijuana strain.
Okay. All right. I've never heard of the Blue Dream. So why don't you break down the effects? Sell it to me. Tell me the Blue Dream.
You know what? I like the Blue Dream. The Blue Dream's a fucking up high, dude. What's funny is I haven't smoked a lot of anything but the Girl Scout cookies lately, right? And the Girl Scout cookies is getting me high, yes. But sometimes, the weird thing about the Girl Scout cookies is that when I harvested it, the trichomes were more clear than they were red or amber. So it's like a really fucking up. It doesn't really last a long time, but it gets you pretty fucking up. But I noticed lately, sometimes when I smoke it, I'm like maybe two up. You know what I mean? I'm
really?
Like fucking kind of wired for like 45 minutes where I'm like, Jesus Christ, maybe this is a little too much. Feels good. Don't get me wrong. It feels real good. But, you know, when you're just trying to do something like sitting at the computer or whatever, you're a little too wired up.
Wow. I'm going to have to
get dude, speaking about the pot front, hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Hold on one second here.
I'm holding.
Hold on. God damn it. You know, you ever notice this? On this stupid Blog Talk Radio studio thing, the shit is never, like, in the order that you put it in. I move this stuff, like, 20 fucks times a week.
Yes, I've done that, too. And you get log into the studio, and it's a jumbled fucking mess.
Right. It's like they don't want you to know. Okay, here we go.
420 News is brought to you by 420 Product USA, makers of the Bud Buddy, convenient cannabis containment systems.
This is what I'm saying about weed. My brother-in-law, you know my brother-in-law, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Well, my brother-in-law sister.
Yeah,
you know Brian. Brian is his name. Bry guy. Bryster, good guy. I'm one of the few guys who can probably say I really dig my brother-in-law. We have a good time together always. He was kind of a mooch when we lived together. So, Brian, if you're listening, I love you and all, but you were a mooch. But he probably wouldn't admit that.
He was young.
But so they live in Portland, Oregon. October 1st, Dateline, October 1st, pot, recreational marijuana becomes legal in Oregon.
Really?
My brother-in-law sends me a picture of some legal weed that he bought, right? He's pretty stoked about it, being a 25, 30-year pot smoker like the rest of us, or probably 25 years.
Yeah.
And that night, dude, he gets fucking pulled over for not using his turn signal. gets a fucking pot DWI.
Really?
Yeah, they gave him his pot back, but were like, you're going to jail for driving under the influence of marijuana. So
this
is kind of a pretty slope, and he admitted to him, you know, he's like, I admitted to him I'd smoked pot earlier. What, you know, the only way that they're testing to say that you're high on marijuana is to do some fucked up eye test, right, where your eyes flutter, or supposedly you can't cross your eyes if you're high, which is total bullshit, because I'm high right now, and I'm crossing my fucking eyes. I mean, I know that I'm crossing my eyes. I even tried it yesterday to see if I could cross my eyes. I took a picture of it. And I could cross my eyes, and I was skull baked at the time. It was all in the name of science, but he's had to get a lawyer. It's already cost him $3,000. He spent a day in jail. The repercussions are worse than if he would have just got a fucking DWI.
What do you think? I mean, is it just like, okay, so this is legalized, and now so the cops, their quota has been dented.
There you go.
So they're gonna. They can't get them on the pot,
no.
So they get them on the smoking of the pot or whatever.
A whole new revenue stream. That's all it is, just a new revenue stream for picking up people and putting them in fucking jail.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about it, dude. I saw this thing. I think it was on one of those movies that we watched that I can never remember the name of. What's the name of that? Zeitgeist. I think it was like on the third Zeitgeist. No, you know what it was? It was on Frontline, maybe. And they were talking about how when you get into the prison system, they make it impossible to fucking get out. It's almost impossible to fucking get out. Because when you start paying the fines, first they take away your car, so then you don't have a way to work. But you've got all these fines to pay, right? But you can't pay them because you can't get to work.
Right.
So you go to jail. You know, the jail, just the idea of what a money-making fucking thing the jail is. Call us in, folks, if you've ever sent a care package to someone in jail, 646-478-0616. Because the whole idea you can sell someone a care package or send someone a care package in jail to me is pretty much ludicrous.
Well, I mean, even the fact that, like, prisons are, a lot of prisons are privately owned, it's obviously a money-making scam. If I privately own something and I get paid for how many occupants are there, I'm going to lobby for more occupants and
influence
the law as much as I can.
And how do you do it better than just going behind the scenes and saying, you know what, we need to start saying pot is bad. People who drive high on pot should be locked up. You know, but this, the unfortunate part is this is a guy that's been smoking for 20 fucking years. He gets arrested with that pot fucking 2 weeks ago. He doesn't lose his license, even if he is fucking high. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. They don't, because before it was legal, they didn't really test you to say you're impaired driving under the influence.
Oh, right.
But the idea that, you know, this whole thing hinges on an eye test that isn't even scientifically proven at all is just shows you the fucking depravity of government. Yes, I use the $5 word.
Of certain government. I mean, obviously the government was okay with legalizing it, so it's probably the smaller municipality who's like, well, we can't bust people for weed, so let's try to
The government is not okay with legalizing it. The people are fucking insisting on it because people are so passionate about pot that they'll fucking come out for it. You know what I mean? If people would be as passionate about unequal wages or fucking, you know, crooked politics, anything could be done.
Well, maybe. It depends.
Well,
but I think overall people are pretty fucking pissed off about things far more important than
weed. But they won't do anything.
Yeah, I guess.
See, this is the deal with weed is everybody thought that weed people would just sit around and stay high and never fucking do anything about it. Unfortunately, weed people got a hold of the chronic and were like, hey, fucking sativas make you get all nutty and want to do stuff. And they got shit done. It's, you know what it really goes back to, Rufus? It's all grassroots, man. That's how if you want something to last, it has to be fucking grassroots.
That's true. Honestly.
No.
If you want it to have any effect, it's really got to be grassroots. And it's got to be grassroots, and it has to be about a specific thing. I mean, we can all say, oh, the government's corrupt. But what are you going to do about there's corruption everywhere, or the government's too intrusive? Okay. But the thing about the pot thing is it's a specific deal where people can gather around and be like, this is what we're fucking talking about. Change this.
Right.
You know?
It's true. It's because pot, sharing a joint, is like a communal thing that people get together and do. So really, I would think that maybe the government is keeping, you know, you can smoke in your home or whatever, but they're not, right now there's no clubs or anything that you can go out and smoke a joint or whatever, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But what people were doing was starting private clubs and charging people money to join, right, like a dollar or whatever to come into this place and smoke weed. But
right. It
just is going to get groups of people together that are not, that have high ideas, you know what I mean, that are like going to want to fucking shake things up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Counterculture, man. I would say everybody's kind of a pot smoker now.
I think everybody, I think most people, I don't even know what to say. If most people are missing out on something they don't even realize they're missing out on. And I'm not like a pot evangelist. I enjoy it, but there is something to it that is uniquely like natural and interesting and not like anything else, any other intoxicant or whatever you can do. And it just almost seems fundamental. But that scares people, you know? Fundamental shit fucking scares
right. People.
Like,
it does.
Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I can't even articulate it well.
Remember that scene?
But it's almost,
remember that scene?
Like,
you reminded me of that scene in Easy Rider. Are you familiar with the movie Easy Rider? Did I make you watch Easy Rider 500 times when we lived together, or did I just watch it in my room?
No, I remember us watching it at Roehampton. I don't remember.
Right.
But I remember, yeah, it was on. Sure.
There's that scene where they're first smoking weed with Nicholson around that campfire, right? And they're only with him for like a very short period of time in the movie. It seems like a long time, but it's really actually a super short period of time as far as the movie goes. And he just says to them, you know, he gets like his lawyer face on or whatever, and obviously he's drunk, but he's more stoned than he is drunk for a change, because, you know, he was obviously a very hardcore alcoholic. But he says, if you ever, you know, these people talk to you and talk to you about freedom, but if you show them a free individual, it scares them. And it don't make them running scared. It makes them, what, like killing scared or something. It makes them dangerous. That's what he says. Makes them dangerous.
Right, right. Well, that's funny. There was a picture posted on Facebook by some idiot I'm friends with not too long ago. And it was a picture of that famous scene from Braveheart where he says, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. And then they go into battle and they fucking kick ass. And the picture had the text augmented, said, they may take our lives and 40% of our income and our right to smoke a plant and choose not to wear seat belts or a helmet while riding a motorcycle, or what we can do with our kids when it comes to education. And then it just shows Mel Gibson. He's like, what was I talking about? Because it just shows there is no fucking freedom. None.
Then they should just show him getting his head cut off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There is no freedom, man. There is. If you wanted to say, okay, I'm going to go get fucking 20 acres and I'm going to grow my own food and my own shit or whatever, blah, 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 and if my shit starts on fire, don't bother me or whatever, they're going to say, no, you got to pay. You have to pay. You just can't do that. Sorry. Good old America, the beautiful.
Yeah.
America, the indebtedness, the indebted.
The world, man. I mean, I think America is the worst about the whole sort of illusion of freedom, while really you can't fucking do anything. But it's just the world in general. Humans are not good keepers of humans. We just don't know how to be with other people on a large scale. We have to control it.
You're right. We don't even know how to take. We don't know how to take care of anything. We're like the ultimate fucking 3-year-old. Like humans are the 3-year-olds of the earth. Like the fleas. Like we were saying, they're like the fleas of the earth. I mean, mine. Give me mine. I don't care. I broke it. Blah blah blah. Fuck you. That's how most 3-year-olds think.
It's so accurate, though. It's so accurate. Sad, but accurate.
Right. Well, and that's funny because thinking back, I was just thinking, you know, about that movie, and I love that movie, Easy Rider. Folks, if you've never seen Easy Rider, I suggest you go. Now, okay, when are they going to remake fucking Easy Rider? You think they're going to do it? You think they got the balls to fucking, I mean, I hope not. I would kill someone unless me and you are on the project, me as Captain America. You as no, I'd like you as Captain America, me as Billy.
No, what they'll do, they won't remake it, they'll reboot it. And it'll have like Vin Diesel and fucking The Rock.
Oh my God.
And Chris Pratt. And it'll become like an action thriller looking thing where it's not even like a real drug that they're using. It's like, you know, some made up bullshit.
In the reboot, there's like The Rock and Vin Diesel are like the cops that are the hippie crackers going around smacking Billy and whoever in the fucking head and killing them. Everybody's like, yeah, fucking pot smokers.
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
What segment of the society still has that fucking attitude? That, I mean, that's the dangerous part because these are the fucking whack jobs with all the fucking guns and shit. Are the people, and I love America, so don't call in or write us with your hate mail. I love America, and I'm going to stay here. Don't give me your love it or leave it bullshit, because I'm staying. So deal with it. I got a radio show. You need me. But
you staying might make other people leave.
Get the fuck out. You know what? You can have all the guns you want in fucking Africa or Chile or somewhere else. So go there and take your fucking guns with you. It wouldn't break my heart one fucking bit.
Well, now, come on. Handguns
no,
need to
I'm
be
not
regulated.
I'm not saying all guns. I believe in guns. I believe in gun rights. I do.
Gun control,
but,
I
mean,
think.
If we're going to have guns, dude, we got to fucking raise them up against the fucking government.
That's why it's so complex.
Well,
because
guns.
I do think handguns should be regulated a lot more strictly than they are. I mean, to have a gun that you can conceal, that's insane if you haven't gotten some sort of training or licensing or even more importantly, a psychological fucking assessment and background check.
A psychological assessment should be fucking mandatory if you're going to have a fucking gun.
Right. If I was looking into, like, other countries' gun laws, and a lot of them are, like,
get a backpack.
You can own a shotgun or a rifle, right? And some countries say you can't even own a rifle because it's revolutionary,
luckily
basically.
You can't kill people with shotguns.
And that's exactly why that shotgun is not a long-range weapon. You know, I still think it's a little
scary. Honestly, how many people are probably shot that you read in the paper shot from like over 20 feet away? It's never like some dude's fucking a half mile away or 500 yards away and gets shot by someone with a rifle.
No, that's super fucking never. I think I've read in my entire life one story where that happened, and it was a total accident. Somebody was like target practicing and missed a target. And it hit some kid.
Right.
They didn't kill him.
Someone that half mile away doing their dishes.
Right. But, I mean, something that
the
you can
ultimate
touch,
accident.
I don't know. Something's got to be done. I mean.
Dude, tell me this. I'm not going to lie to you, Rufus. When I was at that fucking movie theater watching Hotel Transylvania 2, I was fucking checking out everybody that was coming and going. And I'm like, why in a fucking movie theater would you not? Why would you not have a fucking metal detector at a movie theater? What possibly could be the harm in that?
I don't know. I mean, the argument to that is how far do you take it? I mean, then your belt buckle sets it off, and now you got to go to a strip search. I mean, it's everything everything that gets instituted to the nth fucking degree. You know, yes. It starts off with just one thing people walk through, and then somehow somebody manages to get something through that, and so they're now, okay, wait, now every individual has to have a wand, and somebody gets something through that, and they're like, okay, every individual needs a thumb up their fucking ass looking for a single bullet.
That is like the ultimate metaphor for how little fucking control we really have over our lives, because that's people are like, I have so little control over my own life, but I want to make sure that Rufus has a fucking prostate exam every time he goes to the movies. You know,
should
I want Rufus to do that. That will make me feel better, but I have no control over my own life.
They should just build a prostate exam into the seat. It'd be great for gay porn theaters.
There you go. There you go. There's a revenue stream, too. I mean, popcorn's not as popular as it used to be. I mean, rectal exams, they're expensive. I mean, you know what? People don't like them. If you're watching a nice fucking movie and having a prostate exam, I don't see the harm in it. I don't.
Well, if you're really wrapped up in the movie, if you suspended belief and you're really captured, you won't even notice the probe. Or the usher that's fingering your anus.
Hey, you know what? Maybe they just build it into the movie where you're like, oh, my God, I'm actually experiencing what's happening in the movie right now.
That's right. That's right. They have a scene where the main character gets a butt probe.
Yeah, or, well, maybe it's just anally penetrated by something like a giant dolphin or something. Who knows? Maybe Vin Diesel's being violated by Orca.
Hang on, I gotta jot that down.
Who's being abused there? That's what I want to know. Who loses?
Have you seen the pictures of Vin Diesel lately that went viral on the net?
I have not.
I've only seen one because I try to avoid celebrity bullshit. But, you know, he's a big buff action star, and apparently someone posted this picture of him on the balcony of his hotel, and he's all flabby and he's got a big gut and just looks like your average dude, and it's gone viral. The whole body shaming thing is happening, and he's pretty much been like, so fucking what? I mean, you think about it, the guy is, his job is to be ripped and buff, so a vacation for him should be, I'm gonna
eating donuts instead,
do whatever the fuck I want and not give a shit about it.
Well, and you know what? How about letting me give my fucking body a rest from the steroids I have to take to get into that fucking shape every fucking third or fourth year when I need a couple hundred million?
Exactly. And it's got to be, you know, I wonder about this, like those dudes that are like, their job is to be ripped for a movie. But like even Chris Pratt for Guardians of the Galaxy, he was a pudgy, dorky kind of guy. And got ripped for that movie. I wonder where the pay starts. Like, when you get a deal, a movie deal,
yeah.
Like, you know, we start filming in a year. Does the actor get paid just to work out?
Well, I don't know if they get paid, but, I mean, I'm sure there's something I would think in the thing that says, hey, look, the agreement is you get in fucking great shape, or you pay us, or we take this much money out of your fucking contract. You know what I mean? If you're not ready for this movie when it comes time to start shooting it.
Good point. Yeah, it's just like, you know, studying the character, I guess. It's part of the gig. If you can't pull it off physically or mentally.
I think the real first person who ever I can remember really doing that, probably Rocky, I would imagine. Or what's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis in Aliens.
You mean Sigourney Weaver?
Was that Sigourney Weaver? Whoops. I was thinking of Jamie Lee Curtis because she has nice tits, and you get to see them in Trading Places.
Dude, somebody posted a picture from Trading Places on Facebook the other day. It was an older friend of mine, and he said, remember this movie? And it was a picture of Eddie Murphy, her, and the other guy, Dan Aykroyd. And she's in full-on hooker mode because she's a whore in that movie, right?
Yes,
and wearing this dress.
Yes, she is.
Good God, dude. I cannot tell you. She was hot back in the day.
I'm going to be
Jesus
full
Christ.
Disclosure here. Full disclosure. When that movie came out on VHS, I used to rewind that fucking part like 50 fucking times to watch her take
right.
her dress off. Even though it's only like a fucking 3-second clip, I can tell you exactly how that fucking shit goes down.
Dude, 3 seconds
got
is a lot of frames.
Dress on.
Yep, that's the one. That's a lot of frames to freeze in 3 seconds.
And then to know
yeah.
that she just was going to blow Dan Aykroyd there, you know, as a 12-year-old kid, you're just like, that's fucking hot. That's what prostitutes do.
Oh, yeah. And that's how they look.
And then it's okay to marry them because they get all shaped up and are nice people in the long run. And they
right.
don't steal your wallet.
Didn't
no way, she
you.
Did. She did clean him out, didn't she? The first
mm-hmm.
time. That bitch. You can't trust her. You can never
no.
trust her. Not even when she's on your yacht with you at the end of the movie.
I wouldn't want to know her long enough to trust her. You know, I'd say 20 minutes.
You have to be a special person to be with someone who was a prostitute. I mean, you probably are a drug addict or something, or you're just, I don't know, you're probably the world's weakest man. I'm not sure. Who would pick up the pieces of a prostitute? I'm not saying that prostitutes, I'm not saying prostitutes that are sold into white slavery or whatever as little children. I'm saying
right.
someone who, like, picks crack or heroin or meth over their own family or being a decent person.
You know what? If you're in that position to claim that sort of person as a life partner or wife, then you yourself must be pretty fucked up. So
right.
it might be a good
yeah.
match, you know?
Maybe it is. I guess the saying there's someone for everyone is pretty fucking true.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know, this is so weird. Tell me, the world is a fucking weird place because I was sitting in line at Lowe's. Wait till you hear this story.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. See if I knew where this was.
Is this a DIY rant?
Yes.
I got one
yes,
too.
It
Fire it up, man. Fire it up.
I wish I could find it. Folks, hang with us. We've got a great... Hypersloth rant, here it is, right in front of my face.
And now it's time for another delightful Hypersloth rant!
Man, I am fucking pissed off about this. And it's, of course, it's a DIY rant. Do we ever have anything else on this show? I don't think so.
No.
So, a couple months ago, about 2 months ago, I replaced my, because I'm on a well here, right? And we have a bladder tank that the well water comes out and you have to store it in a tank to pressurize it or whatever.
Huh,
and
okay.
It's not the most difficult job in the world, right? But it's a pain in the ass. And then you've got to buy a bunch. Well, I waited and it was leaking, all right? I let it leak. I was like, that's good enough for now. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's pretty fucking hard to do by yourself. So I got it like halfway. I'm like, okay, it's good enough, right? So it's just had this little leak, and it was filling up this little pan, like a little half pan, a little half sheet pan, a foil pan probably once every couple of days, just like a drip, but it was there. And the cats were drinking out of it, you know, so the cats were happy about the fresh water always being out. And
sure.
But my wife, of course, is like, you know, we've got to get that fixed. We got to get that fixed. She must have said it fucking 1,000 times, it seemed like. So,
yeah, I'm sure.
So Saturday morning, I'm like, okay, we're going to do it Saturday. I had it all fucking mapped out. So I take a couple one hits. I go to Lowe's. Of course, the whole family wants to go along. So I didn't drive. I just want people to know that. I did not drive after I smoked. I do not drive my family. And if I did, I would never admit it because you never admit anything. That's what I told my brother. So
okay, great.
We go to Lowe's, and this is the fucked up part. I get like all the stuff, right? It ends up being kind of expensive. I thought it was going to be like $20, but this ball valve I needed ended up being like $40 by itself. So
yeah.
We get all the stuff. I get back home. We had to buy, they have the Halloween shit out. So I buy that stuff and like $50 worth of Halloween shit that'll end up in the garbage probably before Halloween. so I get home, I take this thing apart. Of course it's not easy because all this shit is fucking rusted together. So I've got like two huge fucking pipe wrenches, dude. By huge, I mean one of them's like 3 feet long. Right?
God,
and I know,
dang.
Whoever came up with the fucking pipe wrench, I wanted to fucking punch you in the face that day. Because a pipe wrench is pretty good at what it does, but if you don't put it on going the right direction, it doesn't work at all. And after like about 5 hits of the Girl Scout cookies, I could never remember which way I was fucking turning this shit. And I'm not proud of that, but I dare some of it because the deal with plumbing is, dude, some of it has to turn one way and some of it has to turn the other way, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you get it like all tight up, so I get it all fucking switched out and stuff, and I'm pretty proud of it, and then there's this one little fucking leak, right?
Uh-oh.
So I take it all apart and put it back together again, and it's still got one little fucking leak, Rufus. And
I
told my wife, my hands are all fucking cut up and shit. I'm like, I'm not fucking with this for at least fucking 6 months. It can leak. It shall leak. Because it's not really affecting anything. You know what I mean? And it's like a slow leak that the cats can still drink out of it. And they're pretty happy. We're all happy, except for my wife.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to make sure at least the cats could drink the leak.
Yeah. I mean, no one is getting hurt. The leak is not getting on the floor. It's in the basement on the cement in a little pan for the cats to drink. It's a win-win.
It's going to build up in the soil. It's going to go down through some crack in the cement and build up in the soil in your house, and it's going to, like, unlevel itself, crunch, one day.
Here's what I really started thinking
about,
though.
You'll wake up on a 45-degree angle.
That the cats, I'm like, the cats are drinking that water, and that's literally coming, like, right out of the ground. I'm like, I hope they don't get cancer.
Oh, it's filtered, right? They do that on dual survival.
No.
They drink.
It's not, though, if you think about it, because a cat, like a normal cat or an animal living on its own, would drink rainwater that collects on top of the surface of the soil. This shit's coming from underneath the soil, like way down in a well. Who knows what kind of fucking shit is down there, dude? All of fucking water is cancerous now. I think I can smell it.
Anything you consume is cancerous. Some report is going to say that. It is true. They've proven that if you live long enough, people get cancer.
You're gonna get cancer.
Period.
Sure.
If you live long enough, you just will.
Yeah. I mean, how can you
DNA.
Not? Well, I mean, that's just because we're not meant to live forever, Rufus, right? I mean, we're extinguishing ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Call in if you have a thought on the deeper side of life, 646-478-0616. Ask for Rufus. He's the sharp-dressed one.
The sharp-dressed one. Yeah, or if
you're
immortal.
Right. I wore my favorite show shirt tonight. It's my Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt. Oh, guess what I did today? I ordered the stickers for the top of the Bud Buddy cannabis containment kits. Four days out.
Awesome.
Uh-oh, we're taking this into the VIP tonight.
Yeah, as long as BTR will let us stay in the VIP, for sure.
Come on, BTR. Let us go into the VIP. Let us. You know what I'm going to do, Rufus, so they don't kick us off for playing music? I'm going to play the music to take us in to the VIP right now.
Excellent.
So they can't be like, you're kicked off. So, hey, folks, thanks for joining us on, October what, Rufus? 13th of
October
2015. Check you in the VIP. So hang around for a couple 40 seconds. Adios. Rufus, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey,
nice
folks.
See you in the VIP.
Welcome. Welcome to the VIP. You're looking very VIP-ish, VIP-ish, I might add.
I am. I'll put on my
vice president
bandana.
Yeah, it looks like you got a clean bandana on tonight, dude. Impressive. That's a nice-looking bandana
clean.
You're rocking there. you have that pressed. Do you starch that? Starch your bandana?
I have it professionally pressed at the dry cleaners.
You send it out.
I take all my bandanas to the dry cleaners. Yeah. I send it out.
I remember that time that we went on tour together and you were sending your bandana out to all the hotels. You're like, send this out and have it cleaned, please, my bandana.
Yeah, well, normally I have a bandana boy who hangs out. I feed him table scraps and he presses my bandanas.
What's the shape of your Clinton cum stain on your bandana?
It's the shape of a thumbs up.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I thought it would be the rock and roll guy like this, the rock and roll hand.
It used to be that, but I had a talk with him, so he shot me a different one out.
Oh, he did like a specialty? I gotcha.
Yeah. I figured the thumbs up is more universal.
He did Snoopy for me.
Is that right? He did a Celtic knot for me, actually. It's pretty intricate.
At least that's
it's like
what
an
he called it.
He shot out an MC Escher drawing
I that
on my face.
Rorschach test. It's a Clinton-Rorschach test. He, like, sprays something down, and then you have to decide what it looks like to decide if you can buy a gun or not.
Your cum stain looks like a firearm.
Sorry, you cannot own guns legally. Now, if it looks like a pile of bird shit, you can buy a gun.
Well, the odd thing is it did have seeds in it.
No, that is weird. Actually, he needs to have that checked out.
Yeah, it might have been polyps.
I think you can only catch that in some kind of Turkish prison.
My favorite place to catch it.
You ever been in a Turkish prison? What for?
I took a tour once. It was cool. There was no turkey, though. I'm surprised. Not even for lunch. It was all hummus.
Ah. You know what? So those people that eat with their hands, and okay, people can write in, call it and hate on me if you want this, but telling me, living in a, when I see like Anthony Bourdain or someone go over there and they're like dipping their hands into the food, you know, it's always the right hand or whatever. I'm sorry,
never.
Man. I can't
no.
do it. I could never fucking
nope.
do that. I don't even eat my, I don't like to eat food with my own hands.
No, I don't. No. That's why it's 2015. Get a goddamn fucking fork or spoon. I don't care where you are. Don't shovel food into your face with your goddamn fucking fingers. Because your fingers go into disgusting places.
90% of the people in the fucking world are right-handed, and these people are insisting on eating right-handed out of their food dish, which I'm guessing is their same ass-wiping hand.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming they wipe their ass. I guess it can get dirty if you don't wipe your own ass.
Yeah, they have public shitting in India, and they're trying to stamp this out. So to speak, but there's like fields that just people just wander into and shit, like in public. It's like, yeah, I'm pulling up my robe and taking a crap in public.
The whole idea that you have to try to stamp that out is ridiculous. People should be demanding that you don't fucking shit in front of them or that they want to shit in front of you. I would be outraged.
Dude, it's 2015, almost 2016. The fact that we can even have this discussion proves the fact that people on this earth are dumbasses and have no... it's filthy fucking animal. No matter how smart some of us get, the majority of us are just disgusting fucking insects. And
That's a very good thing. We truly are the fleas. The fleas. It comes back to we are the fleas of the earth. We don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, does a flea do any good? Does a flea serve any like good purpose? Not really. It's not like birds are not feasting on fleas. You know what I mean? Fleas are hardy. They live their life and like die unless you kill them with chemicals.
Do you remember that old Looney Tunes cartoon of the flea where he was always on the dog's back and the dog always had the flea and the big hairs coming up that looked like tree trunks. And
that's exactly what I was thinking of when I was saying that. That is exactly what I was thinking of.
Wasn't he a gambler? He was. Oh no, that was the gambling bug. There was a Looney Tunes episode called The Gambling Bug. It was this bug that bit the cat on the ear, and the cat started gambling and like spinning the wheel, and the dog would like it land on a certain thing, and he's like, "Oh no, don't do that to me!" And the dog would torture the shit out of him.
Oh my god!
The gambling
what
bug.
What depraved fucker was writing that children's thing? I'm sure about his own gambling problem. Nothing like showing that to little kids, or heroin, or whatever that was a metaphor for.
That's before cartoons were for kids. That's when they showed them like movie theaters for grown-ups.
That's a good point.
They didn't have to pull any punches. They could be racist and disgusting.
And funny. And one was like, you can't be funny because it's not being funny is not politically correct.
It's not really.
You know what? If you can't, let's take all the fucking joy out of life. Now really just work and give us 40% of your paycheck and all that good shit.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld recently, he wrote a piece for something or he just had a rant on some show. And he's like, I won't play colleges because colleges are so fucking PC. You can't make a joke without it becoming some big racist brouhaha. Or you're offending some culture. He's like, people in college have no fucking sense of humor. And it used to be that colleges where you could go and say anything. It was a free thought place.
That tells you, dude, that's the scary part. That tells you the problem with America right there. Conformity is a fucking big problem. You know what we should do? Let's start a petition to outlaw the color white. Because that's what color the Ku Klux Klan wore. You probably could get a million signatures. I guarantee you get a million signatures.
Absolutely.
I'm wearing black today in honor of not supporting the KKK by wearing white.
People give way too much shit about.
They give it the power.
Race and culture. I mean, it's weird that it's a strange dichotomy that people think everybody should be the same, and yet they celebrate their differences. How does that fucking work together? If you want to be different, then expect to be made fun of or expect those differences to be pointed out. You know, I'm sorry, if you want to be different, that's totally cool, but don't expect me to treat you the same because you're different. And I mean that from different points of view. Black people should be able to make fun of white people, vice versa.
Right.
Mexicans should be able to make fun of black people.
Call me honky all day, dude. I'm good with it. Even black people can call me honky or whitey or whatever the fuck they want. Cracker. I'm up for them, yeah. Yes, I'm a cracker, brother. I'm a cracker, my brother.
Me too. And if they make me laugh while I'm doing it, even better.
Diversity.
It's like an added bonus.
God damn it, get her. Either celebrate it or fucking outlaw it. You know what I mean? Because you're right. You can't do both. You can't just say this is right and this is not right.
Right.
I mean, it's just a very, you're walking a razor's edge, Rufus, with your thought process on that. That's all I can say. Hats off to you, sir.
Oh, shucks.
Uh-oh, folks, you can't see this, but Rufus is blushing. He's almost as red as his bandana.
You can't even see my face. It just looks like a big bandana.
It does. I thought he went Aunt Jemima on us and pulled his bandana over his face before robbing a liquor store.
Aunt Jemima would never rob a liquor store.
All I'm doing with that joke, dude, is celebrating diversity.
And syrup.
And syrup. Who doesn't love Aunt Jemima? I wish I love Aunt Jemima.
Everybody does. That's the great thing about Aunt Jemima. You take my meaning.
He was like, Aunt Jemima could fucking twerk, dude. Let me tell you that.
She was the Jamie Lee Curtis of the 1800s.
She was. I mean, really? She was. Okay, I'm going to be honest, dude. When I think of Aunt Jemima, I got to think of big boobs.
That's true. A bosom, I think, is what she had. Ample bosom.
She had a pretty fucking big ass on her too, if I recall correctly. She really knew how to fill out that billowing skirt.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's from all that churning butter.
Did you, dude, I recently saw, this is a true story, that they finally had to pay the Aunt Jemima lady's family for like 55 or 60 years of, God, maybe it was longer than that, of being, I don't want to say their mascot, but like the person who they modeled Aunt Jemima after.
Really?
And they ended up paying like $5 million or something, but you know that they deserved like so much fucking more.
I didn't know it was even based off or like modeled by a real person. I had no idea. That's crazy. Oh,
yes.
Man, they got the shaft this whole time.
Yeah, they did. They got the huge shaft. And like you said, and the churn. The whole fucking ball of wax for them.
They totally got churned.
They got churned like some Buttersworth. They got churned by Mrs. Buttersworth. Right? It was like, they should do a fucking wrestling match. It's like Aunt Jemima versus Mrs. Buttersworth to see who wins.
They should do like a three-way porno with Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Buttersworth, and the brawny guy.
Mr. Clean.
Or Mr. Whipple from the toilet paper commercials.
God, I haven't thought of Mr. Whipple. I used to love those Mr. Whipple. So inappropriate, though. So
don't
such an inappropriate. Right? Remember, like after a while, it seemed sexual.
Oh, yeah. Like sales, even toilet paper.
It does. I guess you're right. It does. In more ways than one. It's great for cleaning up and stuff. Ask any teenage boy.
Oh, yeah.
Just blowing his nose a lot. So what is your son's favorite part of Nacho Libre?
He likes the character. He gets into character, so he just loves Nacho Libre.
Right.
He'll dress up like Nacho Libre. And he wants to wrestle. Just the other day, we went to Walmart. He saved up his allowance, and he wanted to buy something. And there was a WWE, like, wrestling, what do they call it, wrestling ring that you can buy. And he wanted
really?
To get it so that Nacho Libre could wrestle in it. I'm like, well, it doesn't come with Nacho Libre. It's for WWE characters, and you don't have any. He's like, well, I could pretend that Nacho Libre is in it. And he's dressed up as a guy.
Right.
Like I said, just today. He made a character on the computer specifically to look like Nacho Libre. He loves that fucking movie.
Well, I'm wondering. That's just so crazy that it resonates with the kids like that. It made my daughter want to eat salad. Now there's a fucking good movie for you.
No shit. It's childlike.
You eat salad too. With croutons. That part where he crushes up the croutons, I'm like, oh, God, I have fucking croutons.
Isn't there a part where the guy that he ends up hooking up with steals the nacho chips and he's like eating them like fucking wolves in the street?
Yes,
it's like,
Esposito.
I love that part.
So is my daughter. That
movie's not a kid's
rich,
movie.
Famous, when we're rich and famous, I'm buying one of those motorcycle things. Why are people not driving the fucking motorcycle cart around right now?
They are in Nicaragua. Oh, they're kind of Nicaragua.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah, you see them a lot.
Oh, my God, I got to fucking have one, dude. I would drive that back and forth to work in the summertime. I would. That thing is cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever ride on one of those?
No. We had a scooter. I never rode one of those, though.
I'm surprised, dude. I'm going to be asking you, when you got that scooter, I was scared for Hyper Sloth. I was scared for the future of Hyper Sloth. And it wasn't your lack of skill on the scooter, even though, according to you, you were not the best driver of the scooter at first. But I'm more worried about the fucking nutty people over there driving like fucking maniacs and running you over.
They do. There's not a lot of traffic there. Most of the traffic are taxis. People don't have cars. But these taxis drive like fucking maniacs, and there's no stoplights. I mean, Granada is a huge fucking city, and there's maybe two stoplights.
I want you to check the paper and tell me that at least I guarantee you 3 times a fucking year there's some idiot American guy on a scooter gets run over by somebody in a foreign country.
Well, what's interesting is they blame the victim as well.
Right, and they should.
They know the traffic's fucked up. So, like, if you get in a wreck, not only are – if you caused it, you're going to jail, but the victim is also going to jail because they should have fucking known better before crossing the street or whatever.
Dude, I was watching The Real World circa, like, 1997 or something. I think we were even living together. It's like when The Real World and shit first started, or one of those shows. Maybe not The Real World, but Road Rules or something. One of these MTV shows. And they get, mm-hmm. they make these fucking people, like, rent these scooters, okay? And some foreign, I don't know if they made them. I mean, I'm sure they're trying to get them to do it to make the TV interesting. But they didn't know, man, you can fucking get killed on a scooter if you've never ridden one before. And you decide that you're going to ride around at 50 miles an hour. You know what I mean? And people were fucking, like, 4 or 5 people wiped out and shit. I'm like, you can't just tell people to get on a scooter and start fucking driving around. Somebody's going to fucking wreck.
Scooters are weird, man. You think scooters are easy because you sit like a chair and you're riding, but the deal is nobody's used to that. You're used to straddling a bicycle. That's more like a motorcycle. Whenever you're sitting in a scooter, it's like you're sitting in an office chair that's moving around, and that's really hard to get used to.
And if you've never driven any, if you've never driven anything with a motor, like a motorcycle or something, or even a fucking tractor, okay, something that is not a car with a fucking motor, if you don't respect it, you're gonna wipe out. There's no doubt about it. Plus, the idea that you're scared and intimidated makes everything, like, magnified 1,000,000-fold, so you're definitely going to fucking wipe out because you're, nervous.
When we got this scooter, the lady who owned it drove it down with her brother from a town, like, 30 minutes away and met us in the park, the Central Park there, and we had to drive it around the block, like 2 blocks away to a lawyer's office to get the paperwork done. And I was hoping, I didn't want to admit it, but I was hoping that I could just sit on the back and she'd drive us. But she, like, gave me the key and the helmet, and I was like, oh, okay. So I get on this scooter, never have driven the scooter before, and she gets on the back. And it's like a Friday night in the busiest park in fucking Granada. It's packed. There's horse carriages and taxis going all over the fucking place. It's cobblestone streets that are all out of whack. And I'm like, okay. And I start going, and I almost got killed like 4 times just getting there. And I finally did, and she got off, and she was just laughing at me. But it was that nervous laughter, like, oh, okay, then I get my money and get the fuck out of here.
She's probably like, dude, I can I in good fucking conscience sell this guy this fucking scooter that he's going to be dead on in fucking less than 12 hours from now?
Yeah.
That kind of nervous laugh. Let me tell you, did she take a check from you, Rufus, or did she insist on cash?
No cash. There ain't no check there, man. It's all cash. It's like a cash and a done deal, and you never see each other again.
It's like it should be, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you don't need a guy, you don't need this lady calling like 3 weeks from now like that guy did about Cookie Monster and saying, how's little Cookie Monster doing? Checking up on Cookie Monster.
Oh, no, we never saw you. I tell you what freaked me out, though. Oh, my God. So we had that scooter for a while in Granada. Granada's a pretty user-friendly town, even for new scooter guys. So I drove it around a lot, took it to the store, took Levi around on it. But then
did your wife drive it?
No, she didn't. No, she was terrified of it. But then we moved to Matagalpa, which is like the New York of Nicaragua. It's a way bigger, more – it's got a better infrastructure, lots more people. It's got real traffic. So I
really
never drove
it
there.
I thought it was the reverse. I thought that the place you were first was like the busier place. I guess I was all mixed up there.
Oh, no. The second place we went to was like the bigger city that was more like a real city.
Really?
Yeah, and so we had the scooter, never drove it there. I was too fucking terrified because it was real traffic. Well, then we went, where the fuck did we go? We left, I don't remember where the fuck we went. We were in Matagalpa for a while. We left town, and I knew I should have put the scooter up in the house. But I left it out, we came back, it had been stolen.
Right. I remember the scooter got stolen.
It had been swiped. Dude, my biggest fear that haunted me until we went back like a few months ago was that my name is all over that scooter. What if somebody got killed with or on it? Then as soon as I try to enter the country, my name's going to come up and I'm going to get fucking pulled aside. Like crazy shit's going to go down. Luckily, that didn't happen. It was probably pulled apart.
With the scooter, no, someone's probably driving it right now. With the scooter, did you, like, call the cops when it got stolen, or were you just like, fuck it, it's stolen, why even bother fucking with it?
I was like, fuck it, because we had never used it in Matagalpa, and because we never learned how to speak Spanish, I was like, oh, it's just going to be a nightmare trying to talk to people.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Would it even be worth it to call this fucking cop and be like, El Scutero, Vanisho, Cracko, Gaff Sniffo, Taco.
No. And we were dumb for leaving it out, really. So,
what did you expect?
Basically, that's what they would say, yes.
So, you know what? When you, in your last trip, you said that on more than one occasion, someone tried to sell you marijuana. Now, when you were there previously, did anyone ever try to sell you marijuana, or did you just come across as like a pot guy when you went back this time?
In Granada, somebody tried to sell me weed once. But last time when we went for the first time ever to San Juan del Sur, which is on the coast. It's in this gorgeous fucking bay, and it's a real surfer destination. I mean, there's legitimate fucking surfers there.
So they're selling weed legit there.
It's surfers. That's the audience you want if you're selling weed. But it was the locals who were selling it to me. Do what?
What made you afraid to buy the weed? Did you think it was a setup?
No, not at all, not at all. I didn't think it was a setup at all. I'm just inexperienced with the weed, and then, you know, I'm there with the kid and the wife. I didn't want to get my hands on something that I didn't know what it was from somebody. I didn't know who they were. So I was like, yeah, it's not worth it to me. But, yeah, it happened. One guy was really persistent. He was a sunglasses salesman. And they have these big boards that have holes cut them in, and they have sunglasses. They just walk along the beach. Sunglasses, you know, they sell them. He's like, hey, weed, you want? And I was like, no, it's all right.
Did he call it weed?
Oh, yeah. Weed.
Did he really?
You want? And he would, every time I bumped into this guy, he was an aggressive salesman. Nice guy.
You think maybe he was the fucking setup guy, though?
No, I don't think it was a son. I mean, other people approached me as well. I think it's because I look like a cool motherfucking dude. And it's a surfer town. This town's really cool, man. San Juan, I'd really like to go back there.
Sounds cool. People walking around. So you didn't even, did you see anybody else buying or smoking weed? Did you see any deals go down?
No, I didn't witness any deals go down. I mean, we were.
Really? So maybe it was a setup.
Well, they're probably good at what they do, so you're not going to see it, you know?
Well, I mean, but you're just standing on the beach. He's trying to sell you weed. Do you think he was going to take you to meet him somewhere else, or was he going to sell you the weed right there?
No, it wasn't just standing on the beach. It was like walking somewhere. I'd cut through alleys, you know, to make a shortcut somewhere. And they kind of pick you out. I mean, they know, and they get up close. Yeah, you want some sunglasses or some weed? Want some weed? Get some weed. Sunglasses. Get, you know? Yeah.
What did he look like? Was he like a clean-cut looking guy or like a stoner looking guy? Was he American?
No, these are Nicaraguan guys doing this.
Right.
looked like a Nicaraguan dude selling sunglasses.
Like a hippie or just like an uptight looking dude with a golf shirt on?
No, just a dude. I mean, there's really, all Nicaraguans look the same. I don't mean they're racially, but
whoa,
they just kind of wear.
Really? Did you just?
Well, I mean, they wear what they can get their hands on. It's a poor country, so they all kind of look the same. It's probably a younger guy, but
I mean, he's selling weed, so he's probably got a leg up. I mean, he's an entrepreneur. He's got weeds and sunglasses going. That's the guy
we
need to hire for Hyper Sloth.
That's right. He's a go-getter.
He is. He's got a fucking job and a side job, Jack. And he's fucking, you know what? He's making use of his time effectively. He's got two product lines.
Well, when he sells sunglasses and weed, that's a good combination.
Think about it, dude. This guy, we're not giving him enough credit. We are not. He'll probably be running Virgin before you know it.
Dude, this guy would not let me go sometimes. It was so funny.
What, he was hugging you?
No, I don't mean physically, but he would just persist and be like, no, no necesito. No, we, you come back? You come back tomorrow? Oh, okay, not now, tomorrow. Here.
Did he ever show you the good?
Like, no, I never asked to see him. I was always on my way.
Why
somewhere.
Not?
I was on my way. I was in the middle
of stuff. You gotta at least see what they're smoking. This is when you know what you do then? This is what you do. You give Levi like $5 and send him up to the guy and let him sell it to Levi. And if the police pounce on Levi, you just fucking run away.
Brilliant. That's a foolproof plan.
There you go, man. What were you thinking?
Apparently I wasn't.
No, what you really do is you tell your wife that the way to say sunglasses in Nicaraguan is weed. And so she goes up to this guy and she says, weed. And when he sells her the bag, you find out if they pounce on your wife that it was a setup. Otherwise, you get your bag of weed.
I'd like a half pound of sunglasses, please.
You can say, I assume that weed was the word for sunglasses because the guy kept coming up to me and saying weed while holding some board of sunglasses.
I'll blame it on Google Translate. Well, I typed in sunglasses and Google said marijuana. I don't know.
Right, blame Google. Marijuana's everything. You're right, though. That's a good combination that guy's rocking right there. Well, I mean, what else? how do you round that out? You got the glasses. And you got the weed. I mean, that's about as fucking good as you're going to get.
You could sell bottled water, too, I guess.
I thought about water, but, you know. Snickers.
Chips.
Probably Snickers or Reese's.
Snickers or Reese's.
Dude, you know what? I can't wait for this Halloween to fucking be over because I'm eating so much candy. It's just not fucking right. It's not right at all. Oh, my
God. That's so crazy.
I
bet. Have zero sweet tooth, so it just blows my mind.
Dude, I never did either until, like, the last, like, 6 months. I've got this crazy fucking sweet tooth. I don't know why. Must be the pot, I'm guessing. It's pot. I mean, I know it's pot for sure. Because it doesn't happen usually until, like, 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, I must have, like, a whole package of Milano cookies right now. Even if I have to drive to 7-Eleven to buy them.
That's just when I eat a whole bag of, like, corn chips and salsa.
Right. Well, I can do that, too. I'm talking after the bag of corn chips and salsa or barbecue potato chips. And then I want to get into the Milano or some ice cream.
Dessert. That's your dessert.
Right.
Let's call that.
Well, you know what's unfortunate, Rufus, is that's pretty much when I eat. So I'm like, you know what? It's 11 o'clock at night. I don't really want to fucking cook anything or dirty any dishes or make any noise, so I'll eat a bag of Fritos and two ice cream cones. And I didn't even make a mess.
Two ice cream cones.
Not a crumb dropped.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, maybe I'm smoking too much weed. I've been trying to wait until a little later in the day to smoke weed. Like, before, you know what? The first time I smoked weed today, right when we started the show. And it's
really
feeling good, though. I gotta admit, it feels good. Sometimes
and
you gotta step back, step forward.
Yeah, what strain? It's not Girl Scout cookies. You said something else. Blue Deep or
Blue Dream. Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
It's actually an indica hybrid, so it's sativa and indica mixed. So it's, you know what? There's been times on this show, dude, where I listen to the show and I'm thinking back to how fucking high I was at the time. And I'm like, a couple times I felt like I was too high for the show.
No.
Not
come on.
What I was saying, but inside my own skin. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, oh man, I'm on fucking high as shit right now.
Good Lord.
But that's when I come up with magic. That's when I work the magic. Just kidding.
Speaking of magic, I've got to piss my kidneys out. So
really?
Let's wrap it up. Oh, my God.
All right. Now, is kidneys the name of your scotch that you're drinking tonight, or is that gin?
It's a special
kidneys brand.
Blend.
Kidneys brand, sure to make your nose swell.
That's right.
Sure to make the capillaries on your nose break out. We can
That's
sell
right.
one like that.
Sure to
don't be a quitter.
Your nose.
He's a little fucking still. He's got a little still on the end of your nose that just leaks out fucking a drip of gin every fucking couple of hours under your tongue.
Oh my God. It's just alcoholic pus.
Oh my God. It's the moonshine. Oh,
no shine.
No shine. It's like a little oil derrick on the end of your nose that just pumps out fucking.
No, it's like it's one of those plugs they put into like molasses trees. You screw it in, it's like a little tap.
Tap it. You just tap it. Oh my God, we are sick motherfuckers. All right, Rufus. Well, you know what? I'm going to get in touch with you the next day or so because also things are moving forward with the 420 Amplify product, but I think we're going to rename it, unfortunately. To try to get into two different markets at once.
Hey, more markets, the
better. I won't
bore
you with details now. What's that?
Hey, the more markets, the better.
Right. I think it's, you know what? We're going to rename it Bodhi oil. All right. Are you familiar with that term of enlightenment through Buddha?
No, but I'd like to be.
Because we're going to try to tap the stoner market and the fucking new age, like yoga market at the same fucking time. It's going to be a coup, I tell you. It's going to be a fucking coup.
I think that makes
we're
a lot
make
of sense.
For two market segments with one fucking set of packaging.
Cool.
So
I can taste my urine in the back
dude.
Of my throat.
Some Bodhi oil?
No, I said I can taste the urine in the back of my throat, and it doesn't taste good.
All right. All right, well, I'll be in touch, man. Good show. Till Thursday. I'm going to play us out with some tunes.
Do it.
All right. The show must go on. Here's a little bit of let's do for the people, beers, food. I hope that the show goes on, but if it cuts off, sorry, folks. Here's beers, food for you.
Fingers itching, open them all and merge. Spend all
There it is. Beer is Food by Hyper Sloth. You can buy that on iTunes. You got to check it out. It's actually a very autobiographical song about me and Rufus. He wrote that back in the Roehampton days. It was the best of times. It was the hardest to remember of times. But somehow I remember pretty much every minute of it, which is awesome for me. Because one day I will share it with you. But thanks for listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour tonight. We're glad to have you out, always. And we will see you Thursday. Maybe we will talk about what's going on in politics. And you know what? We need an agent. Because you listen to stuff like that, you know, we need an agent. We need an agent who's a great fan of ours. So call in and if you want to be our agent. 646-470-0616 or hit us up at hypersloth.me with an email. We're looking for an agent, someone to share our money with, but you got to be willing to work. You got to be willing to do the work. You just can't expect us to hand it to you because we're not going to do that. We want you to be invested, but we will give you 33% if you do work hard. So thanks for listening to Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. Until Thursday, you know what? Let's play a little promo.
Rufus, it's the Godfather. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zig Zag and Rufus every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. I want you to use the keyword Hyper Sloth, and no one will get hurt. You have my word.
Thanks for listening to Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zig Zag and Rufus.